got ready to quit, he wanted. I let him out. He ran it 3 or 4 years. Then he sold it. And at the end of the day, he was in down the morning.
What about the churn? What did it look like? The churn? And that what you made
The old barrel.
Like the one, like, I know, I remember Grandma making a buttermilk in one about this big.
Yeah, that's one.
And she had to do like this,
no, though. No, oh, no. No, this churn turned over and over. Just, it had a, it had a frame, and it had some rods bolted to the churn on each side, to the barrel, and right in the center. And that went through that, this stand that stood on, it would lay on that, and the motor, one of them sat down there, and that little belt went up out of that wheel.
Uh-huh.
And when it started, that churn just went this way, turning over and over, just turning over and over.
So it made a barrel at a time, then?
That's right. I seen them, we churned in there till it, 35 gallons what it held. And we churned that about that full of milk. You wasn't supposed to put it with a half full, so it make it churn quick. But we put all we wanted to in it. We just had about 6 inches to fall. And when that got done, I seen your grandma mold 32 half pounds of butter one time.
And those little, I seen those too, and that little wooden thing, and smooth it off, and then push that.
That's a mold to put it in. And she made them cook off some butter off of that milk and mold 32 half pounds at once.
Mm. Yeah. You sold every one of them?
Yeah. So I sold them all and could have sold that many more. Didn't have no trouble selling butter, everybody wanted it.
Did you have any trouble with the buttermilk?
Yeah, I sold it too.
Everybody wanted it?
Yeah, I sold it every bit. It was for nickel and quarter. Finally, buttermilk got, the sweet milk got up 12 and a half cents. But I don't think buttermilk ever changed. I think it stayed for a nickel and quarter.
How'd you get a half cent?
Well, the buy two bottles and made 25 cents.
Oh, you just sold them in twos then?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
How did Grandmother like making all that stuff?
She didn't like it too good.
That's why she let you
see. She'd give out. I figured on buying a butter worker. I would if I'd stayed in the business. You can
What's
buy
that?
One of them and put that, and then just work it, turn your little motor on that, and it just work out just like you would with your hand.
Ah.
Yeah, but I didn't ever get in there. I sold them cows and I bought me, and then I raised me a bunch of chickens.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I raised them 300 to start with. Then I, next spring, then I got me 300 more. And I raised them and I had about 800 hens, laying hens. And I'd gather about 2 crates of eggs a day. Get about anywhere from 40 to 50, 60 dozen a day. And I delivered them to the houses myself.
Like milk?
Yeah.
But
I
wasn't selling
no milk then.
Time.
I went twice a week with the eggs. So I had to go twice a week. And they kept them there in the dairy barn in that joist way up high. And them old white leggings fly up on them to roost. And I'd go in there and turn the lights on at the house before I went down there. And then they'd come down off the roost and turn the lights on and go to eating. And I'd go down there then, and as I turned the lights on, I'd pick up sometimes 2 dozen eggs on the floor.
Mm.
They wouldn't break, falling from up there.
Wonder why?
So the shaving is about 8 inches thick on the floor.
Oh.
And then hit that, they just bounce.
And you had 800 in it at the same time?
No, I had 800, but didn't have them in there. I had 3 places to keep them.
Oh.
I had 3 places that kept me chicken. I had about 800 of them, and there's about 300 in one or two of the places. The other place wasn't quite as big.
Weren't they a lot more trouble?